Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining me now is Kurt McGahee. He is with the county council, and he's in something of a dust-up with the school system. They say he wants to cut money for schools. He says, no, that's not what he's doing. Break this down for me in a simple way.
All right, Tara. Hey, thanks for having me today. Yes. Well, let's look at it this way. If your budget was $922 a year, and I gave you $28 that a year every year, that's 3% of your budget for the year I gave you. I'm proposing the county council take back $10 that we give you. Now I'm giving you, and so I'll take back, essentially you'll get $18 instead of $28. So that's affecting you by 1% of your total budget for the whole year. Now, what the part that don't want to tell you is that you have a $254 savings account, which is 27% of your total budget. So essentially, it's a big blow up about nothing. Essentially, this is 1% we're trying to get back. And what we want to do is we want to make a commitment to the people of Greenville that we're going to start fixing your roads and we're going to concentrate on infrastructure. And this is a place we looked all over the budget. And this is a place we saw that would have no negative effects on anybody. The teachers are not going to not get their raises. The students' education is not going to be hurt. Nothing's going to change. Right now, last year alone, the Greenville County School District had a $78 million overage of its expenditures. So to sit here and say that the kids are going to suffer, I'm taking money from schools, I mean, you should see some of the hate.
What is an overage? What does that mean?
So what they bring in versus what they spent. So they brought in over $1.35 billion last year, and they spent $1.273 billion.
Gotcha.
That means they had $78 million left over at the end of the year. That went to their general fund, which their general fund now sits at $254,807,000. So a $10 million for us to keep that this year and not give them 18 instead of 28, it's not even going to make a blip in their radar. But they're making this huge blow up about where, you know, I mean, the PTAs are gotten. I've gotten calls from friends. I've gotten calls from everybody. But it's really nothing. And at the same time, I understand my kids go to public schools. And that's been another thing I've been accused. All my kids go to private school. They don't. They go to public. What I'd like to tell people, too, is we have to prioritize infrastructure. County Council has been malfeasant for the past 30 years on anything. Just look around on the roads. When I campaigned last year, the number one thing I heard was we need our roads fixed. What are we doing? Slow down development. And we're coming through on that. And we're also going to lower taxes this year we're lowering it 1.5 mils. We can't do it all at one time, but we can start. And I think the schools are in great financial shape. They do a great job. I'm just saying that $10 million, we can better use it to our roads. And it's not going to hurt them at all. And I challenge anybody to show me that I'm wrong with the numbers. The numbers that I got all these numbers from their audits. And it's really easy. Anybody can go and check it out.
So this would then, this would be what, like $8 million less for schools?
Correct. But they're sitting on $254 million in the bank. So
and
I,
they had $78 million left over at the end of the year last year that they didn't spend.
Over what they spent, correct. Yeah. What they brought in versus what they spent. And I've heard from teachers, you know, here's another thing. You know, we say about the, all these great passing rates and how great they're doing. Do you know there's a policy in the Greenville County Schools that we have to pass kids, they can't fail?
Yeah, we should look into that.
I want to look at, I've called board members and some know about it, some don't. I've talked to some, and the way I got to learn that, some teachers called me and told me that because they're not happy about it either. So we claim we have these great graduation rates and all that. Well, how true are they?
Well, and so let me ask you this question. Do you have, are there the votes on county council to move this funding over to roads? The $8 million from school? You think there is? Okay.
I think there is, yes.
Because I know Burke Royster's called you out. He's not happy about it. Now, you say that the school board, in addition to having this, what, you said like $250 million just sitting in the general fund, they have a lot more money beyond that.
Oh, yeah. They have some other money. I mean, they have a lot of assets they sit on. They sit on, they're one of the largest landowners in the county. They have another $80 million as well. So for them to sit there and say that, you know, it's all posturing and fluffing your feathers and all this, it's nothing that's really going to affect anything. And I can't even believe it's gotten to this. I thought this was a real easy solution for everybody and a great solution that we could, you know, get some of our road. It's a win for everybody. The schools keep doing what they're doing. And now we're able as a county, as a community, to come together and say, hey, let's put some money towards infrastructure.
Where, what road would you fix first? If it, just so I can get in my mind, okay, cut the school funding. Where does it go? Where would it go? Where would you put the money?
Well, we have a list of roads that we keep. The state and county rank them by order of how bad they are, the condition, and the usage. And what I'm directing the staff to do now is let's blend that and look at the most heavily used roads in those conditions. Let's rank those, and then we'll bring that to county council for a vote. Because it's, you know, obviously I want the roads in my district fixed because they're in my district and those are the people I represent. But I think as a county council, it's our responsibility to take care of the whole county and say, okay, here's the most heavily used roads, and these are the ones that are going, and they're in the worst condition. Let's fix those first. And we're not going to have a commission or a board, or we're going to say, we're going to bring it right to county council. And those of us who are elected have to make those hard decisions.
I'd love to see, I wish I could do a poll. I'd love to see a poll on this. What people think about this, if they felt like they had to choose between schools and roads, but you're saying we don't have to choose because they won't have to make any cuts at all.
Correct.
The
there is no choice. And that's the biggest, thank you for bringing that up. I'm not telling people I'm choosing roads over students or over education. I'm just not doing it. I'm saying that we need to reprioritize some of our money into our infrastructure, and we can do this and it doesn't hurt schools a bit.
Well, sounds good to me. It's going to be interesting to see if you're able to actually get this through. But I can tell you this, the roads here really, really need work. People just keep piling in here, and we're going to be totally gridlocked in the coming years if we don't do something.
And yes, ma'am. We're trying to slow that down too. You know, we're trying to say, hey, the growth has to slow, and we have to get our infrastructure out in front of it. And the schools need to get in front of this too. The schools, you know, and I know they're trying. I know I've talked to several board members. They're trying to, where are we going to build the next schools? Where's the growth coming? So there's collaboration going on behind the scenes. I mean, not everything's out in public what's going on. So there's collaboration, but this is something that we need to concentrate on, is fixing the roads. And here's another thing. We need safe roads for our buses to drive on. And our people to drive to school and take their kids to school. So I think roads are as important as schools in some sense for the safety of keeping people alive.
Yeah, our roads are definitely dangerous for that. Kurt McGahey, just want to thank you. You are, again, on County Council District 21. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Tara Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.